You better be dancing when that music's playing. Yeah, this is Connect the Dots Radio Show. This is your host, Tom Anderson. And this is the BTS Internet Radio Network. I call it Radio Free America, where the truth can be spoken without fear of reprisal or anything bad happening. Keep the language as simple as possible. That's always a good idea. And probably the most interesting thing that happened this week was, not to mention the, I will mention it, the spring equinox. But even more important than that, what could be more important than that, is what they have found under the pyramid structures at the Giza Plateau. And I hope you people listening have Twitter sites, because in a couple of minutes I'll give you some Twitter hashtags where you can find more about this information for yourself. And, of course, this is only a prelude to what will follow in the coming weeks. Well, anyhow, just let me get to it quickly using something called an UMBRA, UMBRA radar in space. They did a deep ground investigation of what's underneath the Giza Plateau, underneath the three pyramids there, and other structures, and they found an amazing, beyond belief, structures. One article, the article refers to the Khafre Pyramid. That's the middle one of the Giza Plateau. The one that has the perfect apex still to it, which means it's actually quite active still, more so than the Great Pyramid, Khufu, where they tore apart the apex probably on purpose to make it less active. Anyhow, eight gigantic spiral-shaped cylindrical structures were found under those pyramids. Let's just talk about the Khafre Pyramid. Imagine, well, one pyramid at a time here, that eight gigantic spiral-shaped cylinder structures descend about 2,000 feet below the surface of the Earth, or below the base of the Khafre Pyramid in Egypt. That's the second tallest one. Anyhow, there's some diagrams out there if you go on Twitter. I'll give you the sites later. Of these giant spirals, cylinders with like a spiral staircase around each one. Could be a staircase, they don't know for sure, or it could be just some kind of a coil structure, like you wrap a copper wire around something. So it could be a giant copper wire wrapped around this, or, sending the energy up. And there's these eight giant cylinders underneath the pyramid there, two rows of four, are sitting atop two giant cubes, four on each one. And the cubes are adjacent. And these cubes extend all the way down to 650 feet below the ground, which makes these two cubes with a side of 4,000 500 feet each side of the cube being 4,500 feet. And, wow. They extend from 2,000 feet below the ground to 6,500 feet. This is an approximation. They don't have the detailed measurement down to the inch. They might have to do an excavation or something like that, assuming they got the permit. Most of us are familiar with the Egyptian government. They want to limit the access to the structures, but they didn't need permission to do this. They did it with ground penetrating radar from space. So this is one of the most greatest archaeological finds ever. And if you got a pencil and paper, get ready to write down these two hashtags from Twitter, and you can take your time literally to look them up. I'll give it to you later, so you have time to get a pencil and paper ready. Anyhow, they also found in the famous Khufu pyramid, the Great Pyramid, another secret chamber with five levels to it and a pointed roof, like the other ones that exist, other four ones that exist already that they've uncovered. So all these, this is amazing finds beyond belief. And back to this spring equinox in the, which was on the 20th this year. Of course, it was an eclipse of the moon. You know, the pictures are still out there. Didn't get to see it. And the energies are peaking up. People that follow those energy wave signatures, they post them out there on Twitter. And clearly shows energy is coming in stronger. And it's leading up to, there's going to be a monumental increase in energy on the 29th of this month. When we have that total eclipse of the sun, a solar eclipse. And so prepare yourself for that if you're concerned about participating in feeling the energies coming into your body. And it's going to be a buildup until then. And more energy and more light, like the kind of light that the disperses the darkness, eliminates it. So things are getting better and better quickly. And before you know it, the 29th is going to be here. And after that point, boy, we're going to really start noticing some changes. But what can I say? Information is being revealed bit by bit. Forget about the governments. They're not going to tell us anything. Because they're all corrupt. And they don't want to admit their corruptness and working with dark entities and participating in Satanism and participating in all other sorts of evil under the influence of the negative ET races. And it's time everybody grows up. It's not whether other life forms exist. They have always existed. And they've visited our planet many times, many ET races. Fortunately, most of the bad ones we've been subjected to, which is made life on Earth a living hell for too many people, but that has come to an end. And if you're smart, you'll be willing to give away the old ways of mind learning and all that other crap we learned from those negative ETs. Because freedom is coming to Earth, finally. It's been a long process getting us to where we are today. But it's not that far away. It's time to take these things seriously, that things are happening. It's time to turn off the TV, turn off your cell phone, and start learning about meditation and going inside yourself, because inside your body, the human body is an amazing living computer structure. Life form. All these amazing capabilities you have, and you have been prevented from using because you've been brainwashed since birth and kept at a narrow viewpoint, and it's been forced upon you to accept the might of right, the rich over the poor, and all these other negative things that have been imposed upon humanity. It's time to free yourself from it. Stop giving your attention to it. You know? It's okay to turn on the TV for the few good things that are there. In fact, there are a lot of good educational shows, PBS networks, that have good shows out there. And if you want to revisit your old memories, there's just about every major show that I've ever made it on TV over the last, I don't know, 7 decades is being rerun on TV right now. Especially with the new digital channels where we have an unlimited amount of channels. You can actually have 999 channels for each channel. You know, go up to probably the most any channel has is maybe 12 versions of itself, but the digital system presents the opportunity to have an infinite amount of stations on every channel. And rather than just the 13 on the old TVs, where there was only 13 channels, well, actually, well, it was 12 regular channels, but it started with Channel 2, and 13 would be the UHF, which hadn't been developed, but it was there for as the UHF stations were coming in, or UHV, the other regular stations. So anyhow, get ready, learn about meditation. It's easy, and there's great meditations to participate in now. Just visit the portal and on the internet. 2012portal.blogspot.com, and they're talking about temples are being reactivated, ley lines are being reactivated. We're getting way closer to the event, that energy surge that's going to be the key factor for meeting benevolent, friendly ETs. Finally landing in broad daylight and coming to speak with us face to face. Of course, the first ones will be the most human looking like. And of course, I think I mentioned it last week or maybe the week before about some of the Pleiadians are shapeshifters and they didn't show any form they want. That's why we have different interpretations of what the Pleiadians look like. You know, they can make themselves look like Norwegians, the blonde hair and the blue eyes. They can look like other types of people. They can look like animals because they claim to be shapeshifters, and they can do that. And I guess I hear that when we interact with most humans, they do it when they're sleeping, and it's kind of a subliminal communication, probably something similar to that movie Contact that was out there when Jody Foster started it, some women did it. And over a lengthy movie, it didn't have too much more about the visual scenes, about meetings. It could be that kind of meeting, or it could be just you're consciously telepathically communicating with them, and they can send you whatever energy you want. You can perceive them as what they look like. What do they really look like? I guess when they land in spacecraft in public, we'll finally see what they want to represent themselves to look like. And then there's the Aberrons that I hear are dark-skinned aliens with dark eyes. They're going to show themselves. And then there's the Syrians that have a variety of looks. They might show up too. But as the message is out there, the Aldebarans are giving the opportunity to be maybe the first contact, probably followed by the Pleiadians, because they're somewhat like us in many ways. Anyhow, it's going to happen, but it won't happen until after the event. So prepare yourself, be ready. It's going to happen out of the blue, whatever day it is. You know, you'll be minding something else, and all of a sudden that whoosh energy is going to come and cover the whole planet, and we're all going to be mesmerized, and perhaps a transmutation will take place at that point, like a caterpillar turning into a butterfly type of situation. Carbon being replaced with silicon. The silicon human body is considered diamond-like, radiating with more light, and we want more light because the carbon body has its limitations. And the silicon is a superior human form. And we want to be bathing in light. Right now, it's incrementally increasing bit by bit. So it's not a shockwave. But at the event, it will be instantaneous, kind of a mini shockwave, we could say. But we want to know what it's going to be when it happens. And it's going to happen this year, definitely. And we're not that far away, so I'm warning everybody, get ready, it's going to happen. There isn't a debate whether it's ETs or not. The only debate it could be is, well, when is it going to happen? Well, the signs in the air. You know, when a storm is coming, you get signs in the air before the storm gets there. Well, it's kind of like that. The signs are out there. More people are seeing UFO ships. Iron Mountain clouds are coming out from behind clouds. They do that, yes. More people are being awakened. But still, the majority of the human race, they are locked in the past. And those of us that are accepting the new waves coming are aware of them. We need to do what we can to help bring the others out of the past that they are stuck in. And it will be I hear it's going to be a major choice after the March 29th eclipse, where it's going to be decision time. You're going to have to definitely make a decision. Do you want to go into the future and be part of the heavenly earth? Earth will be transformed into a heaven eventually. And, but this is the process, you know? The event is an instantaneous thing, and that is going to happen before we have first visible face-to-face contact. And that's where the focus on. Meanwhile, like I just talked about the pyramids, the great discoveries are being made. And the other things are being questioned. Of course, that recent discovery with the pyramids, this giant cylindrical pipes we could think of, descending into the earth, 2,000 feet, with a, can imagine a copper coral, giant copper coral wire, spiraling up from there, sitting on two giant cube platforms that go down over a mile into the earth. Awesome. That's kind of fourth in history to be written in Egypt there, definitely. Of course, there will be some resistance. That's where the solar resistance has changed. Thanks to negative ETs for that crap. Because they want to keep it stupid. But they're losing the battle, and they're losing control faster than they can take it. You know, ethically speaking, they're no smarter than us. The negative ETs, they aren't as smart as us. They chose a futile death path of negativity that never had a chance of eternally exceeding. They were getting away with murder for lengthy amounts of time, but that is coming to an end. It's coming to an end this year on planet Earth. The whole galaxy, the whole universe is watching this event because this is the last. The last stronghold of the evil ones, the negative ETs, is being battled at right now as I speak, and they are losing. And they have no chance of winning, you know? But they're still an annoyance to us. So the more we can unite as human beings, the stronger our collective consciousness will come, which will make it even harder for these negative, demonic, extraterrestrial races to hang on to a losing battle. And they are diehards, and they will die hard and completely. They will be removed. That's why we all want the event to happen soon, because that brings forth the next step. Where the good ETs can land and physically remove these dirtbags, these scum from our planet that have high positions of authority and are still making our lives miserable. Because that's all they know how to do. And they want to please their demon control. She had invisible demons. They're still here. And they're still controlling the minds of stupid earthlings to that think that that's the route to go. Well, they're all in for a rude awakening. But anyhow, in relation to history being rewritten, there is a, and I find a lot of this stuff on Twitter, you know, whether you want to tweet or tell jokes or whatever, there is a, Twitter is a great source of information about what's being kept hidden from us, what is being done behind our backs. And they're exposing things like the fake vaccines, the toxic vaccines, what's in the chemtrails and stuff like that. Things your government will never tell you. Because all governments are corrupt. The writing of rewriting history was actually taken over by the dark side. About 100 and maybe 50 years ago, they decided, maybe 200 years ago, they decided to take over that. But it's been a systematic destroying of things. And one of the big things that most people don't even realize that happened, began happening in the late 1800s, 1880s, 1890s, and the early 1900s was the destruction of all the big bills. Just in the 1900s alone, it's estimated that 170,000 giant bills were destroyed. And World War One and World War Two, they were using that as an excuse. They got most of them in World War One, that they needed these great giant bells that put out healing frequencies that were top churches or other type buildings. They're for the public service. The military started confiscating them, saying they needed it for weapons. Oh, that's a great reason to destroy great architecture that has a healing benefit to for the general population. Yeah, we need that. We want to destroy that, those great bills, so we can make more weapons to kill more people. And that was the excuse, and people bought into it. They were duped into approving that. And that led to 170,000 giant bills being destroyed. There's so few of them around. What do we all know? The Liberty Bill in that unit is a worthless kind of because it has a crack in it. You know, maybe that's the dark side message. We destroyed your bills, and here's the Liberty Bill to prove. There's a rumor out there that said that demons can't stand the sound of bells, the ringing of bells. So they were probably behind part of that too. You know, demons, they send telepathic communications to people. All humans are telepathic. They told you that only special people are, because they want to keep you deceived and in the dark. You know, and demons are allowed to, have been allowed to, that's coming to an end also, to send bad telepathic suggestions to people. And without them knowing that, because most people have been dumbed down to believe that humans don't. Telepathy is only for clairvoyant people. All humans grasp telepathic communication. It happens through your whole life. You've just been dumbed down and made so stupid that you don't realize it's happening. You know? I can remember in my life one time, I had a brain time. I'm using telepathic communication with one of those events out of a gathering where in the wilderness where the ET ships show up over in the sky. If you want to see what those ships look like, get download a copy of my book, Connect the Dots There. I have pictures of them there, hovering in the sky, unusual looking UFOs. Different shapes and sizes. And when they're there at these events, they telepathically communicate with those humans who are willing to. And I was a regular taker, and I found myself a convenient partner one night. And I talk about it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. And basically, we were a team the whole night. When we found ourselves working together good, he would, or she, the consciousness I was telepathically communicating with, would supply me with one joke after another. You know, eat your heart out, you high-paid comedians, because there was nothing better than this, you know? And everybody laughed at everything I said. And this went on for hours and hours and hours all through the night. People were trying to go to sleep and they were saying, shut the hell up. What the hell are you guys laughing at? And it was just an unlimited supply of jokes. And then it got to be there. Dawn had come up early. It got to be about 7 o'clock in the morning or something like that. And I just thought, you know, which is a telepathic communication. I got to go to sleep now. I didn't say it, I just thought it. And I could hear the other end, they just acknowledged that, and I, the backseat of my car to go to sleep. So, because I said, when you're out, you believe you brought a tent or you sleep in your car for the night, or if you want to, I wish you could lay a blanket down and sleep outside. But, anyhow, that's how that one played out. So I know telepathic communication. It exists, and I've experienced it. And we all experience at times. We get a notion or is it a telepathic message? Anyhow, you need to, if you don't, wear a rigid if you'd like to become aware of this. Remember that? Meditating, silencing your mind and just sitting there. And practice breathing. Large breaths in, large breaths out. You know, if you visit the portal and scroll down, backtrack through it, you'll find plenty of events that were documented on the portal that where they teach you breathing techniques for groups of people. And it involves imagining, envisioning pillars of white light coming down out of the sky, going through your body down to the center of the earth, coming back out. And then when you breathe it out, your out breath, you can breathe it into your aura. All these amazing things can happen. But you've got to take participation. You know? So the best place to start is there's global meditations every 4 hours some now. They got them going for peace. They've got them also going for the meditation for anchoring light. Meditation for anchoring light into the New York City vortex. And renaissance of the New York City vortex will happen on March 29th in sync with the solar eclipse. But there's meditations going now where you can participate and add your momentum to the collective consciousness to anchoring more light into New York City. You know, New York City has been controlled by the dark forces for much too long a time. And still, let's look at the corrupt governments. And the violent decades there literally destroyed New York City from beyond its greatness it used to be. It's still a great city, but blame it on the dark side and their evil ways. So, that's something to look into, you know? Again, you'll find that on the portal information regarding that. And, of course, on April 19th, there's an event happening, one of Goldman's workshops. And you'll find out about that on the portal, too. You better buy tickets in advance. And the workshop is one day, and then followed by following day reactivations. What is that? Well, I don't know. You got to do your research. I can tell you everything. But reactivations, we're talking about calling for rays of light from the cosmos and anchoring them into your body, you know, for your benefit. So anyhow, rewriting history, you know, the last 100 years, not the last 150 years, they've torn down building after building, great architectural buildings. And let's also not forget to envision that probably that's what World War II was. That was very helpful in destroying great-looking buildings, you know. Let's just bomb all the buildings, because that was one of the agendas, you know. Back in the First World War, they were taking away the bells, the great resonators for the benefit of people. They were already replacing free electricity that we had from Tesla's endeavors with AC electric line that everybody was buying into. And see, all these conspiracies are connected. And tearing down the great buildings continued after World War II. You know, they were, neighborhoods were torn down in the early 50s. They were the planners, the city planners' idea was to get rid of all the old structures instead of looking to repair them or upgrade them, and these older structures were made out of better materials and replaced it with cardboard structures, you know, prefabricated wood that rots very easily, high-rise warehousing of people into rectangular-looking monstrosities that have no aesthetic value and isolate people in their cells, you know? They were destroying the neighborhood structure of cities at the same time. This was happening all over the 1950s, all over the world, especially in England and the United States, too. And then they started taking apart famous big buildings, one of the biggest atrocities ever happened in New York City, the Great Pennsylvania Railroad Station. Magnificent archaeological masterpiece of steel and concrete, giant pillars in the front, like it was a Roman temple or something. And they destroyed it. They put up a cheap-looking Madison Square Garden on top for the sake of making money. And that woke up a lot of people. They were going to do that to Grand Central Station in New York City, too. You know? It's like being done on purpose. They want to take the beauty away. The evil ones want to take the beauty away because they can't appreciate it. They want to make us suffer to look at ugly eyesores. All these new high-rise glass structures based on the geometry of rectangles and squares are eyesores. They do not benefit the people aesthetically. But it's allowed to happen because it's considered cost-effective. And everything is done cost-effectively, so to speak, unless the elites decide to do differently. But they're not. The only thing they do differently is pocketbook money in their pockets, so we know that. Anyhow, I happened to come across, again, there are a few good things on regular TV. I know what to look at my PBS stations and stuff like that. And I happen to be watching this thing about early Greek culture and how the height of Greek culture was in Athens, you know, the capital of Greece now, with the Acropolis, that raised piece of land in the center of the town. You know, where the famous temples are on top, the Parthenon. And what was interesting in this video I was watching about the Parthenon, we've all heard about it. It's got those giant tall columns. It's got a big room inside, and inside the room was a 30-foot statue of the goddess Athena. Now, if you correlate this with with the all the tales of the giants that roam the earth, and it would make perfect sense to have a building, if you were actually had seen these tall goddess or god-like beings, tall humans that were maybe 25 feet tall, walking around, and the rumors that the stories alive of these creatures, you might want to build a temple with a very high ceiling and a very big structure, and that would explain why all of the ornaments are on the top at a high level that would be appreciated to giant humans that might come and decide to walk into your temple. And it's perfect. Here you got a 30-foot statue of the goddess Athena inside the temple. And the temple was tall enough between columns and pillars for some creature to walk that 30-foot tall to walk in here, you know? And It's time we start taking these things seriously. You know, people have found large bones all around the world. Of course, they always get confiscated by the evil governments and hit in the general public. But plenty of it has been discovered over the years. It used to make it into the newspapers back in the late 1800s, and then there was a ban on that, apparently, after a certain point of time where you want to keep future generations believing it's only mythology. And then there's plenty of large temples that have giant doors, and the number 25-foot giant to walk in, and they're found in different places around the world. So, you know, it all points to the fact that there was giants, even as late as the 1800s, maybe walking around, or just evidences of them still existing, and the people making these buildings. So, well, what if the gods of the kingdom is that? Wanted to access our great building here, you know, and that went into the planning and making of such structures after the fact that they weren't around any longer, these big creatures. But they might be coming back, who knows? If you have an understanding of genetics and stuff, you have the more chromosomes you have, you know, we have our 23 parents, you have more chromosomes, the height of the beam goes up. That's it. It's a scientific fact. Yeah, so possible in the future we'll be seeing gigantic beings once again. And then I guess if you evolve to the point of the Pleiadians where you can manifest as body you want, you can make yourself into a giant human by just as willingly with your mental powers. Hey, you know, this is a call and radio show. The number here is 888-627-6008. In case you have anything to add to this, what I'm talking about. And then there's all the intricate people are posting this on Twitter a lot. All these intricate churches and around the globe that still haven't been torn down, that have the decorations on them and the extensions on them for gathering free energy. It wasn't just architectural wonders for the sake of looking at it. Incorporated into these structures were the physical structures that could gather the ether in the air for free electricity. And then you got all these older churches with these giant circles with intricate work with the glass in between the divisions within the circle. These are harmonic broadcasters. It's not just for our decoration. Some of these, I think it's called cymatics, stereo sound, certain shapes, generally, certain sounds, frequencies. And of course, there's sounds being generated all the time that we don't even hear because humans have a limited hearing capacity. We don't have all the frequencies. The only living thing, and you might not even think of it as living, that is known to us on Earth here, is a quartz crystal. And it's been formulated that a quartz crystal can tune into any frequency and hold that information within its gigantic library of spiral tetrahedrons and other matrices that crystals grow into, or grow out of. And then there's the ones with the triangle on the large face, called a single termination crystal, that tells you that this is like a library of crystal. Multitudes of information stored into it, and when you learn to access it, the general thing is you put the triangle etched in the large base of the crystal up to your third eye, right between your eyebrows and your forehead here. That's the information you can access, some of the information. And there's knowledge out there that access to the information is done on a simple principle. Access enabled or access denied. And this happens when you, the individual, has to do with how involved you are. And these are all important points to understand. So anyhow, we have more deception going on. Distorted history has been forced upon us with public school systems completely not talking about the things that I'm talking about here. And they dumb down the intelligence of the human race in general by doing that, you know, and they try to negate many of these things. Oh, it was just this. There was no real giants. There were no Chimera type beings, like the man with the horse body and all other weird creatures, you know. But if you go into the Sumerian culture, on the Sumerian, what's been decoded from the thousands upon thousands of clay tablets over in the ancient Sumeria region there, you know, Iraq, Persia, Iran, Afghanistan, that whole area there, you find out that genetic engineering was being done heavily about 300,000 years ago on planet Earth by the Anunnaki, being from another planet, supposedly one called Lamoru, or other names, planet of the crossing, and some other planet that has a reverse compared to the planets in our solar system that all spin the same way. This one spins in a retro fashion, counter to our planets, but it comes around the sun and then goes back out to the Sirius star system and booms back in. A total cycle of 3,600 years as it's been figured out, whether that's correct or not, but anyway, it's not around too far. And from that planet, these group of male-dominant creatures came to our world that landed here and began stealing our gold. And then, about 300,000 years ago, well, they landed about 450,000 years ago, and then 350,000 years ago, rather 300,000 years ago, they began genetic experimenting with humans to try to turn the human into, the primitive human into good slave labor, which they succeeded in doing. So there's your first basic idea when people want to talk about who started slavery. No, it wasn't the white people. You know, it was done basically in Africa by the negative ET race known as the Anunnaki. And but most of the gold was being found in Africa. And that's where they took that group of people first and indoctrinated them into slavery. So you want to blame people who start to say, blame the damn negative ETs. That's it. And they're the ones who set up the first, what we call modern-day city-state in Sumeria at about 5,000 BC. You know, their version of a city-state. Of course, there were city-states before that and of greater value back in the days of Atlantis, which goes back to 25,000 BC, and then Lemurian culture in the Pacific, even further back, I think. And, but unfortunately, both those cultures that were only influenced by the deities, I guess, the invisible fallen angels. And the information is that fallen angels came to Earth about 220,000 years ago. So they were right around that time. The Anunnaki were pretty weird, chimera beings with humans. And the Atlanteans and the Lemurians, maybe they hadn't got here yet. But when they got here, even though they were good cultures, they became portions of them, became subverted by the demons who had been roaming our planet for over 100,000 years already. So that's part of the structure. And of course, more beings evolved over time, rather more negative ETs. Key regions can be here over time, where it gets around them. It's stupid humans. You can enslave them and bluff them around and rule over them with the rule of mighty three. And they don't have that many capabilities to defend themselves, so it's a pushover. It's like stealing candy from a baby and just attracting more negative races to come here. And that's all part of it. All these things are connected, you know? And, of course, yeah, the Tartarian civilization had a lot of great structures from the, I don't know, back in the 19th century or even before that. They were building them in places like Russia and some of the other places in Europe. And of course, these are some of the structures are still around. You know, the great old cathedrals and stuff like that. But knowledge of there being a Tartarian race that knew how to make great buildings with scientific goodies packed into them was taken out of local culture schooling. However, the most recent thing. You never know what you pick up. It was an interview. You'd be surprised that you can learn to listen to what these other people from other lands talk about and never give me an interpretation of what he was saying. He was giving, talking to his parliament people, and he mentioned that how the Russians conquered the Tartarians, battled them for years and years and conquered them about 200,000 years ago. So he just had saved the moment coming out of the last year, said that there is a remaining knowledge of the Tartars and their culture over in Russia. So that adds a lot of validity to that. Anyhow, we're coming to the end of the show. This has been Connect the Dots Theory. Every Saturday night, 8 p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, daylight time, that is, because we turn the clocks back around here. And, subscribe to my show. You've learned a college education with information tonight, a whole semester's worth of information in this one show. Yeah. Hey, I'm the teacher here. The professor. Subscribe to my show and give me the reward I deserve. The worker deserves his wages. Go to VBS Radio, click on my show. You know, I'm on Station 1 on Saturday at 8 p.m. Central daylight time. And go down and where it says subscribe. You know, even a $2.99 subscription for 1 month. And it adds up. If a few of you would do it. And you can also download some of my tunes from CD Baby. I got 2 albums out there. Songs Better Than the Other and American Party Songs. They're out there on YouTube. You'll find at least one song that you'd like to download and be supportive of my show. Okay, I'm going to do the countdown now. Mr. Engineer, take us out of here, and we will all hear lead guitar solo at the end of my song in the part of the time, followed by my anthem. I gotta be somebody. Listen to the world say, Mike, why do you choose? Okay, it's a countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. People still want to hear it on Twitter.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh, no, I was here, took my stand without fear. Clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Here to my stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas.